All right.
Sisters.
Can let me introduce you and then you can start. Okay. So it's my pleasure to introduce Sister Margaret Johnson. She's been a member of the Lord's body for more than 57 years. She was baptized at the Church of Christ, Cherry Valley Church, which is currently Cedar Hill Church of Christ in Dallas, Texas. She was taught the gospel by her mother-in-law-to-be. She is currently a member at Buckingham Road Church of Christ in Garland, Texas. She's active in several ministries. She teaches in the women's ministry at her congregation, and she also teaches in the women-to-women ministry that we work with on Tuesday evenings. She has been very active in the homeless ministry, which distributes clothing on three Sundays a month at the church in the park. They provide hot meals, a message, praying, and the clothes. The clothing ministry is open to anybody. She corrects Bible correspondence courses from the World Bible School. Many of the participants in that correspondence course are from African countries. Her greatest joy after serving the Lord are her two children, Leandre and LaShawn, her five grandchildren and two great-grandsons, and one on the way. Her son, Leandre, serves as the minister of the Beltway Church of Christ. So at this time, I would like to introduce to you and welcome Sister Margaret Johnson. Sister Margaret? All right, guys, we are having another problem. Let me do it again.
We did hear earlier.
Hello, now it's your turn to speak.
And you cut off, so I do hope they can still hear me.
Okay, they can hear. Can you all hear her? Hello?
Yes, I can. Yes, Sister Faith can hear her.
Yes,
I can hear her.
Okay, good. Good morning, sisters. It's good to be here. Mr. Satan is on his job this morning trying to stop this, but we will not allow him to stop it at all. And I'm going to get right on with it. We have families. We have families of every race, every color that you can think of. And we all have one thing in common. Can someone tell me what that is?
We're all human.
We're all human. And the thing that no one can deny, regardless of what we look like, how tall, short, skinny, slim, or tall. A fact we are. It looks like maybe it finally came through. Let's see.
We have the same father.
We have the same father. We have the same mother.
Yeah.
And even if they want to deny that, the blood. We all have the same color blood. And I can tell you that if someone.
Go ahead. Go ahead. You're on the computer now. Go ahead.
Okay, but I can't see you all, but I'm going to go ahead anyway.
Okay.
And if anyone wanted to deny that there is no relation between one race to the other, that no, I'm not part of the green, the race of Caucasian or African-American or Indian or Asian, all we have to do to stop that argument or to stop that discussion would be to what? Bleed. And I can tell you with a sure family, if one of us were ill in any way and we needed blood to survive, we would not deny blood from anyone. We would take it if we wanted to live, and that was our only choice. And we talk about family. Most people think about people that are close to you. Mom, dad, sister, brother, somebody like that. But we are all family in one way or another. God made Adam, Eve, and we all came from those two people. And he didn't put a stamp of approval on one and not the other. We are all his children. And that is the one thing that we need to remember when we come up against foes that want to divide us, is to let them know we are all one family and we're all proud to be part of that family. And if we are to be saved, we have got to come to that knowledge that we are all one family. I was going to start with the OJs. How many of you are familiar with Family Reunion, the song?
I am.
I am also.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Is there anyone not familiar with that song that's too young? Not too young, but young and don't know anything about the song? Okay, I'm going to say everyone knows. And if you don't know, just Google it, Family Reunion by the OJs. And it's really a good song because what's in the words of the song is describing the what God wants man to do, what he wants the husband, father, mother, daughter, children. Now, the one interesting thing about the song Family is that we all are there. And even in this song, although it's considered a worldly song, it's based basically on the Bible. Look at the words or listen to the words of the song, and I may have a chance to play it later. But when we do that, we know that a family is made of what? That's right. A man, and when I say a man, I'm talking a biological man. A woman, a biological woman. And children that come from this biological man and the biological woman. Is everybody feeling me right now and know and understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
If you should come out with something differently than what's in the Bible, don't hold on to it.
Amen.
Let it go. As a matter of fact, I would suggest that you not even discuss it with them. Don't give them the time and the air to discuss something that you know is true on your part. I always say, you don't stand and discuss or argue, whichever word you want to use, with a person when you know what you're saying is true. You give them the truth and you let go. Don't stand there 15 or 20 minutes trying to make them believe that maybe their lifestyle that they're using is wrong. Doesn't matter if they are married or unmarried. I hold on to that truth because I know what God made. And if anyone is not sure, go back to Genesis. Read the whole book. And you will find God made male and female. And in a family, there is a male, female, and children. And you may say, well, what about the adopted children? Are they their children? Are they part of the family? Yes. Because see, our hands and feet are God's hands and feet. God uses us to get the message over to others. He won't be walking this earth anymore. When he comes back, he's coming back to get those who have believed in him, who have trusted in him, who have done the things that he tells us to do. That's the God that we serve. We serve a God who is never wrong, who always keeps his word. And when we think of family, we think mostly of just the people around us. For instance, I would think of maybe my mother, my father, my sister, my brother. But there is another family. There is God's family. There are those of us who have been added to the church, and we consider ourselves family. How many of you agree with that? That we are a family?
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
What is the role of the husband in the family? Just a short.
He's the head of the family.
All right.
Provider. Mm-hmm. Teacher.
Mm-hmm. Protector. protector, yes.
Sister Margaret, you accidentally hit mute.
Maybe you can unmute her.
I think we've lost her. Did she have an eight number?
Yes.
She's back.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see now. I don't know where you stop hearing me.
Well, you asked about
the role of the husband.
Yes.
The father.
Father, yeah. Right.
All right. And what is the role of a mother?
Nurturer.
Right, nurturer. And she also is the husband's what?
Wife.
Help me.
Yeah.
There's a whole gray line in there. When we say help me, we have to really know what a help me is. We help each other, actually the male and the female, help cover all the bases, whatever is needed in that family between the husband and wife, it should get it done. But the primary responsibility lies on the husband as the caregiver, the caretaker, the provider, as you said, of his family. When we break away from these roles that God has placed in the Bible, we are pulling ourselves away from him and from the strength that we all need in the family. When we do things the Bible way, we will have godly children, we will have a godly family, and we can survive better by being that godly family than each one going his or her way. When we do things the way that God wants us to be, God wants them to be done, we can be successful in every area of our life. We are sometimes not successful, and we do not do well because we want to do things our way. And as most of us know, when we do things our way, we mess up. And not only do we have our families that are, quote, in the world and in the church, we have our church family. And just as well, we have responsibilities in our church family. We are not just to go there and sit on the pews and do nothing. I think in the old days, they called them bench warmers. How many have heard that term before?
Amen.
What does a bench warmer do?
Keep the bench warm.
Hold the bench.
Nothing.
Okay. And I see a bench warmer as a person not connected, not involved in the work of the Lord. They come, but they don't do anything constructive. They come, they sit, they observe, they look, and sometimes may be critical of others who are doing the work of the Lord. Let me stop right here and get Sister May or Sister Reddy, actually anyone, to read Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 19, please.
Sister May, would you go ahead? I am trying to get it. Did you say Ephesians?
Chapter 3. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints, that is, what is the breadth and the length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be with all the fullness of God.
Okay, thank you. So what are the things that we need to have that God gives us? Right there in the scripture.
Everything.
Everything.
Amen.
If we don't have something spiritual, then we are looking for and striving for the wrong thing. He gives us everything that we need spiritually in order to be successful and to please him.
Amen.
There are times when we go off on a rampage or do things that are not according to his will. And we wonder why we're not successful, why we're not thriving, and why our kids are doing things that they shouldn't do. All of that, God gives us a key to go to and to follow in order to be successful. Parents, in a family, we are commanded to follow his word. When we follow God's word, then we will have successful children. If your children are around and they're doing things that they are not supposed to do, and you want to stop them, more than likely, they do that or they treat you the same way at home. So if our families are intact and are doing the things that God wants them to do, the way God wants us to do them, then we can find success in our home. There are a lot of single parents in the world. And sometimes people think that that is not a family. It is a family. It is a family, minus one or two, not two, minus one. It may be a single family. Can they still be a family of God? Can they still be spiritual beings, although one of the mates is missing?
Yes. Amen. Yes.
How so? They're connected to whom?
Connected to Christ.
They're connected to Christ. There may be instances when it doesn't work, it's not successful, but for those of us that are single, we need to know that God is our provider. He's our strength, our spiritual leader. He is absolutely everything we need in order to get to heaven. If you're going to moan and groan about being single, then you may be one of those bench warmers. And we certainly don't want to be that. There are things for us to do.
Amen.
And so we need to do those things. We need to find a way to be busy in the Lord's house. Let me, I can't read it. It's too small. So when we look at family, we want to be sure that we know what God wants us to do and do those things and not follow the means and the things that the world is leading us to do. How many of you, when you listen to and read the Bible like we're supposed to, how many things in the family do you find joy in doing? What are some of the things in church and home that you find a joy in doing when you think about family?
Singing praises.
I didn't understand. Okay, anyone?
Being together.
Being together. And I think you had that this past Sunday?
Sunday before last, we had a fellowship.
Fellowship, friends and family, right. Mm-hmm. I really wanted to be there, but I could not. What are some of the things that you found a joy in doing that day? I know one thing in particular, but see if you're going to see it.
Well, I found joy in serving the family, helping to serve them the meal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I found joy in just seeing everyone together. Okay. Everyone working together, supporting the guest, just, you know, just being present was a joy to me.
All right. I like what you just said, though, being present.
I found joy in just eating the food together.
All right. Okay. The thing that I think about when we have family get-togethers or family reunions or friends and family day, for the most part, we are around like-minded people. There was no confusion on that day, right?
Right.
Everyone was pretty much in one accord. Yeah. Yes or no?
Yes.
Enjoying each other, maybe someone you had not seen for a while, but certainly all like-minded people. And that is how we're going to have to be if we get to heaven. That is how we have to be if we're going to be a family. If one person is upset or unhappy or whatever, it is up to us to go to that person, see what is wrong, and help them, just as you would do in your physical family, your biological family, or with those children or adults, quote, that you have accepted as family, unquote. So that is what God wants us to do. He wants us to get along, to love each other, to care for each other, to take care of each other, and most of all, bring others into the fold. That is my lesson. I cannot get to family. Thank you. I'm sorry?
I can read the lyrics for, is it Family Reunion by the OJs?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It's so nice to see all the folks you love together, sitting and talking about all the things that's been going down. It's been a long, long time since we had a chance to get together. Nobody knows the next time we see each other. Maybe years and years from now. Family reunion got to have a family reunion. It's so nice to come together. Together, together. I wish my grandma could see the whole family. I sure miss her face and her warm and tender embrace. And if grandpa was here, I know he'd be smiling for me a tear to see what he has done, all the offsprings from his daughters and son. A family reunion, gonna have a family reunion. Oh, 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 family reunion. It's so nice to come together. To come together. At least once a year, we should have a family reunion. A family reunion, we need to do it for the young. A family reunion, it'll be nice. It'll be nice to come together. Family reunion. That's all you stop there? Okay. It's long. Yeah.
I think there's one more verse that's a little different, but basically that's the same.
Yeah.
How many of you have family reunions in your own biological families?
I do.
Yes.
We do.
We have them.
It's exciting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we want to know, we want to have that same excitement when we think about the Lord's family. Not once a year, but each and every time we meet. We should have that same joy and enthusiasm in meeting our blood brothers and sisters in Christ. Mm-hmm. And know that we are all here for a reason. And we should all support each other. That's my lesson on family reunion.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Thank you, Sister Margaret, for all those reminders of how we can have a great family, not only a great family, but a godly family. So thank you for that. At this time, we are going to receive comments.
I enjoyed the lesson very much, Sister Margaret. It was full of guidance on how a family should be. Thank you.
Thank you.
I enjoyed the lesson very much. It was just a great reminder of what family, what makes a family.
Thank you.
Sister Margaret, so did I enjoy it. And it just kept a smile on my face because I remember as a younger person, all the family reunions that I attended, not knowing half the people that were there, but it was a gathering of folk like-minded, like you had said, who were there to greet, and nobody was angry. Everybody at least appeared to me to be happy. And that is also the same when I come together with the church, no matter if it's Sunday morning, Sunday night, at a different type of gathering, those feelings are there as well. So I really am thankful for your lesson. It was just a beautiful rendition of our lives and the things that we need to do to keep going, to keep just keep going and staying in the Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
I enjoyed the fact that you said, you know, the bench warmer. It just reminded me that we need to fully participate. We need to fully be present. And so if we are participating and present, then we are showing our love for each other. So that was a very key thing that stood out for me, is not to be a bench warmer, but to fully be present with like-minded people.
Thank you.